Alaska Highway Safety Office.
You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guest today is Nell McConaughey, the Juno Artist Gallery featured artist for August. Hi, Nell. Oh, sorry.
Nice to be here.
Yes, thanks. Nice to have you there. Nice to have you here, too. Nell, to get us started, would you please give us an introduction of who you are for those who don't know?
Yeah. Again, my name is Nell McConaughey. I have my artwork is called Spiral Studio. It's a little business, I guess, here in Juno. I make stained glass, jewelry, fused glass, and sometimes I combine all those together. I sell mostly through Juno Artist Gallery, the cooperative in the Senate Building downtown, and that's where I'm going to be having a show this month called Summertime Blues.
All right. I was wondering if you could go a little bit more in depth on the description of your artwork. How would you describe a piece or two for someone who's never seen it?
One of the things I'm known for is I tend to make mirrors, and I often use some found objects in them. I like to use fossils and rocks and shells off our local beaches, beads, wire, anything I can find that I can figure out how to attach and solder into a mirror. So I incorporate stained glass for color, glass nuggets, this and that, and then somehow there's some kind of mirror in there, and reflective of our life here in Juno for the most part.
Yeah, is that what makes you enjoy? Is that what is that why you work with those materials? Why you enjoy working with those materials?
Well, I like working with natural things, so the rocks and the fossils and the shells, you know, then it kind of inspires how a piece comes together or how it makes you feel. And yeah, working with natural objects and figuring out how to work with them is kind of part of the fun.
Well, Summertime Blues is your new exhibit. It opens at the Juno Artist Gallery on Friday. And you have this message posted with the artwork in the gallery. It says, with all the strife going on in our world this summer, many folks are experiencing SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Finding the bright spot in every day is often a challenge. My hope is that some of my work will bring that bright spot and a smile. So you kind of said it all right there, but tell me what was going through your mind when you put together this exhibit.
Well, again, play on words, Summertime Blues. I think, you know, this summer has been a little interesting for most of us, as we just heard from Kaylin about our local weather. That's been a kind of a challenge this year. Politics, the COVID thing, race issues going on. There's so many kind of big picture issues going on in our world right now, and sometimes it can be a little daunting, and we're also isolating ourselves, and we're not around our friends near as much. So it was kind of a play on words. The show is to be inspiring and to find the beauty in the blues, shall we say? Mm. But also to be aware that it's a hard time for a lot of folks, and to try and find a bright spot in every day, whether for yourself or somebody else, is an important thing to do as well.
And you used a lot of blue in the work in this exhibit, I noticed too, the color blue.
That would be the main color, yes.
Yeah. we have some photos up on the website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. The message is framed, it's hung near a mirror with an absolutely gorgeous frame. I can see a slice of it in one of the photos that you provided. Would you talk more about that piece, please?
Yeah, that's a large round mirror. I think it's about a 28-inch diameter. It's kind of a bright sky, bold sky, bright blue. And I used a lot of fossils in that. There's fossilized ammonites and sea urchins, a variety of other things. And I think there's some leaf fossils, just a variety of things. And just all inspiring. And then it's all soldered together with a copper finish. So it's kind of a dramatic piece. But you get that cool blue and then the warm browns of the fossils and the copper. It's just very striking.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a stunning piece. It's so beautiful. I hope everybody comes in and gets a good look at it. Would you say anything in this exhibit is at all a departure from previous work, or is it more of an evolution of the work that you have been making in your career?
And this show is more an evolution. It was just kind of playing on the words of the blues and just the different feelings, the different emotion that blues produces.
Yeah. Well, well done. And it's all going to be up in the Juno Artist Gallery, which they usually open at 4:30 on First Friday. Is that the case this month?
Yeah, for First Friday, it is 4:30 to 6, and I will be there for that. But we are encouraging folks to come in anytime the gallery is open, which is Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5:30, because it will... The reception, shall we say, is COVID aware, so we'll be limiting the number of people in the gallery. But I did put in a logbook, so anybody who wants to leave comments and stuff, I will be able to get those when I pop in the gallery. And I'll be working there most Tuesdays this month, but it'd be fun to see locals out and about, or at least have a note from friends and comments from people and their thoughts on it. So stop in the gallery whenever it works for you.
And leave Nell a message. What is your relationship like with the Juno Artist Gallery? Do you go way back with them?
I do. I became a member in 1998. Wow. So almost 22 years. And for those folks who aren't aware, Juno Artist Gallery is a cooperative style gallery downtown. It's all member-based. We all pay a portion of the rent. We all work in the gallery. And the gallery takes a small percentage, but significantly less than some of the other retail galleries around town. And it's a great group of people. It's all very grassroots, shall we say.
All right.
So we're always looking for new artists, anybody who is interested in selling their artwork and looking for a retail venue in Juneau. Please stop in the gallery and chat to the member that's working and find out more.
Well, thank you for that information. And thank you so much for sharing this beauty with us. It's truly a gorgeous exhibit to look at. The photos alone brightened up my day, and I haven't even seen the work in person yet.
Well, I'm glad I was able to provide a bright spot in your day.
I know that's what you wanted to achieve with this show, so it worked on me. Nell McConaughey, Spiral Studios, Juno Artist Gallery, featured artist for August. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
I just invite everybody to come on downtown and stop in Juno Artist Gallery and some of the other local shops, and do shop local. We're all here. You know, the more we support each other, the better life is going to be in Juno.
All right. Thanks again for your time today, Nell, and enjoy your exhibit, your gallery opening this Friday.
Thanks, Shelley.
Take care.